guest analyst this afternoon, Sam Swanson with The Money Farm. Sam, we saw a grain market that pushed lower here today, led by wheat and corn.
Yeah, I think that there's a correlation there. We have the USDA outlook report that hit the market this morning. And, of course, the big news item was more corn acres and more wheat acres. So I think we saw some of that pressure spill over to the wheat and corn futures market today. Otherwise, today is first notice day for March futures. And, I mean, this is kind of a seasonal low time of the year, too, as well. So, that's definitely seen some pressure today. And I think the USDA outlook report definitely has some blame for that.
Yeah, for sure. How about livestock outside? What happened over there then?
I guess we've kind of had a mixed day with livestock today. Not a lot of real fresh fundamental news. The screw worm news is still kind of hitting the market, but USDA has still not made any adjustments for that. And I think these tariffs are also probably weighing on the livestock here too. Just a lot of uncertainty, and of course, traders don't necessarily like uncertainty a whole lot. So I think that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, all right. Anything else we need to be aware of?
No, I don't think so. I mean, one thing to keep to take note of is, last year, this time of the year last year is when we put our lows in for the year. So hopefully we can follow that trend and kind of get this March contract behind us and go on to greener pastures, I guess.
That's what I was going to say. With first notice day, as you mentioned, change of the month, and things probably look different come Monday.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. The other thing too, funds are still pretty long, especially in the corn market. Last time they were this long, they held their position for 6 months. So I don't think they're going to just dump their position. My two cents is I think that they hang on to it at least until the planting intentions report or even U.S. planting. So I don't think all hope is lost for sure.
Money Farm market analyst Sam Swanson.